and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
Can we sit at a table or?
Oh yeah, you can still sit and order from the table.
One rainy Friday in January, I zigzagged around Puddles to meet my dining companions at Bonk.
Just a pastry. Would you want to share Do you want
at 544 Warren Street in Hudson?
You have to decide.
Garlic and cream cheese.
Yeah, there's a garlic and cream cheese babka.
Entering Bonk.
What about the?
I don't know.
Do you like pears?
I don't want to get anything.
You don't want to get anything.
I don't know.
B A N Q U E.
Chocolate babka? Okay,
I'll
pay for it.
A luxury chocolate and gelato all-day cafe.
Doesn't it feel like Moynihan?
Yeah, it does.
I dodged beyond the host's podium.
What did we order?
Chocolate babka.
To find a friend pacing near a display of complicated, neatly arranged pastries.
Oh, wow.
We disassembled a flaky puff pastry.
It tastes like something that I don't know what it is.
It almost has maybe like a liqueur or something in it.
With chocolate babka in the name.
It's very plain, but I think I kind of like it.
That was not very chocolatey.
Yeah, those are our specials, and then on the side is our full bar menu.
At a high glass top table in the center of the dining room. The dining room, a converted 1920s bank lobby.
I think it's too bright.
Has exceptionally high ceilings.
Yeah, I don't know. This definitely, I mean, obviously this used to be a bank.
Stone tabletops.
At Bonk. Bank? Bonk.
Bonk.
At Bonk.
Technically.
Floral murals along perfectly white walls.
I purposely wore my black turtleneck sweater. I wanted to dress.
An upper mezzanine with ivy flowing from its golden banister.
The packaging is really chic.
And an open bank vault where coffee lids and Splenda are accessible.
The vault.
Maybe it's, is that like the fridge? Wine.
Under the mezzanine is a circular marble bar.
Happy hour doesn't start until 5.
With top shelf gin.
No. I don't make the rules. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yes. Where our server prepared.
I'll have a classic martini, please. Yeah.
Can I do a white Negroni?
What's that?
A white Negroni.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
We ordered their Bonk burger.
Medium rare, please.
Right, and I just have to tell you, we do a true cook. So sometimes people...
It's like, you think it'll be more rare than I expect because...
Depending on like where, I mean, some places around here just kind of do it a little more to be safe.
A short rib ravioli.
Should we try the ravioli?
And fried calamari.
For you, do you know what you like?
Can we try the calamari?
Absolutely.
And sent one of the martinis back.
My drink is not good.
Okay, what's wrong with it?
Well, one, it's...
It's not filled all the way.
Not really filled all the way.
I'm
just going to be like, I feel like this is too wet. I'm just going to be like, I think this is too wet.
Yeah.
This is too wet. That's a nice way to put that.
I'm just going to say, I think that this is actually a little bit too wet. I feel like this is too wet for me. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Thank you so much.
No,
I appreciate it.
Was it a gym day?
While we waited for our food to arrive, I ran into my neighbor.
What are you doing here?
Originally, I was busting.
Who was working in the kitchen.
The dogs are in.
Afterwards, we saw a chocolatier scurry across the dining room with two miniature dogs in her arms.
Are you still recording?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is the kind of place where you would not expect felines to be.
I mean canine.
Then we noticed some blue painter's tape.
Who did it? That blue is like just tape that they forgot to remove, or is it like some type of...
Still stuck to the otherwise perfect glass display case.
Is it painter's tape that they forgot to remove, or is it...
Yes, it is.
Are you serious?
Protecting bonbons and other delicate items. Two formally dressed servers brought our dishes to the table.
Thank you. Thank you.
The burger was served in the center of a white plate.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course. Let me know how it is.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
That had sophisticated textural elements.
My burger is on like a brioche bun.
Mm-hmm.
with caramelized onions.
The patty is smaller than the buttered brioche bun that contains it.
The burger's is the burger dry-aged? It tastes dry-aged to me. Which, I don't know. How do you feel about dry-aged?
Which is sprinkled with a few sparse sesame seeds.
What does that mean exactly again?
It means it's like, the meat's like, aged.
Oh, you think so?
The burger patty was slick with a see-through thin layer of melted cheese.
I don't really know what to think. I do like the bun though.
And a smear of caramelized onions.
Something about it is almost
like... It has the taste of dry-aged to me.
The meat was slightly dry, but the burger was tasty.
Aioli, mayonnaise.
In its minimal ordinariness. I asked for ketchup, which was, fittingly, homemade.
Do you make the ketchup here?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's on recipe.
The French fries, more interesting to me...
It's almost like between a baked potato and a French fry.
...were served in huge wedges.
A sixth of a whole potato.
One potato cut into six pieces.
They are really nice and crispy. Mm-hmm. They have little pieces of herbs and
maybe
chive.
Like chive.
Fried and served with aioli.
Giant. I've never seen a wedge this large before.
Almost like between a baked potato and a French fry.
Their short rib ravioli was elegant.
I got the ravioli and it looks like lily pads. In kind of murky water.
In the shape of lily pads with crinkled edges.
Pea shoots, maybe?
Looks like there's pine nuts, a little bit of parmesan or some sort of dry cheese, and then...
Served in a beef reduction and garnished with a few pea shoots.
Wait, what is that?
Wow, the sauce
what is that herb?
Really delicious. It looks like a pea shoot to
me. Oh, pea shoots.
The pea shoots also appeared around and on top of the fried calamari.
So the calamari also has pea shoots, and it has like...
Which was more soft than crispy.
The calamari itself, I feel like could be a little crispier, and I kind of wish it was the calamari itself was like...
With calamari pieces that were too small.
These are very bigger? Small squids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As if from a miniature squid.
I think that the aioli is like a pimentone.
I really like the aioli.
And served with a smoked pimento-flavored mayo.
Two bonbons of your choosing, and then like one of the other chocolates just so that I can try something else. Like, I like dark chocolate. Yeah. Yeah, like one of the like non-bonbon chocolates, and then a scoop of gelato,
For dessert, we sampled multiple gelato flavors.
The coffee and the chocolate.
Thank you. And then do you add more caramel? Honestly, the blueberry cheesecake is surprisingly delicious.
The blueberry is so...
Can we try the vanilla and then we'll make our decision?
Before landing on a scoop of tiramisu gelato.
I miss the sponge part of the tiramisu.
I don't miss it at all.
Plus, two bonbons.
Okay, we're gonna do... Yeah, can we try one of the peanut miso ones?
What's your favorite
What's
one?
Like the most popular one?
Honestly, my favorite is the passion fruit, just because it's such an unexpected flavor combination. Have you ever had like a dark chocolate covered Bing cherry or something?
Yeah.
Like sour
and a chocolate like covered butter cookie.
So that is a dark chocolate covered caramel cookie. So it's like a little shortbread cookie with a dollop of caramel on top.
The gelato was rich with complex coffee flavors.
It's funny because I think gelato is being Italian.
Rum in it or something?
The bonbons, one bright blue,
almost like a sparkly red chocolate,
and the other sparkly.
But it has like a little crunchy pecan. This one's a bit more sweet.
Melted on my tongue.
I don't think that I would like the shortbread cookie on its own, but combined with the other stuff, it's quite good.
It's quite good.
After I cracked each one open, to see the inside.
I will say, that shortbread cookie is really delectable.
Yeah, it's almost like
it's quite
a Girl
delightful.
Scout cookie on like...
For
like,
grown-ups.
For grown-ups, yeah.
As the lighting dimmed in the dining room.
This is like the kind of place where like after you've worked at every other restaurant in Hudson and you've gotten like fired,
you could
get a job
in preparation for dinner service.
One thing I'm surprised they don't have here are macaroons.
I wiped chocolate from my lips with a disposable napkin.
Everyone that we've interacted with,
that works here, Bruce.
That had three custom printed words on it.
It could go a little bit more into the like Cruella de Vil kind of territory.
But also it's just like 2 weeks old or something.
Yeah.
A joyful escape. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
What would you think of Luca if he took you on a first date here?
Me? Well, one, I would never do that.
First date.
Or I would, it's
so I wouldn't. I wouldn't know you very well. If you brought me here on the first date, I would think that you were a bit gimmicky. Like trying too hard.